This week, I think it's become a little bit of a habit, hasn't it? We've played it and we've not maybe noticed it as much as we did the first time, but I've been really humbled and really saying to myself, who am I? Who am I? You know, I've really been blessed driving around Wigan, thinking about that, just singing that. Who am I that the Lord of all the earth should care to know my name? We could just dwell on that for a long time, couldn't we? Yeah. Who am I that the Lord of all the earth should care to know a snotty-nosed kid from Bootle? He knows my name. Yeah. And he just doesn't... I'm waffling a little bit now. He doesn't just know my name. It's not like just in a, you know, on a plaque in heaven, Jim Brown, 1979. He knows me. He knows my name. Yeah. He calls my name.
Thank you, Lord.
He loves my name.
Yeah.
You know, on a Monday morning, my name is in his heart, as we are. So who am I that the Lord of all the earth? Anyway, I'm trying to lock the doors, by the way, because it's not the best title in the world, this. You know, we've had I am a joint heir with Christ. We've had I'm not a failure. We've had I'm a son of God. And this is I am an enemy of the devil. If anybody wants to leave, go now. And we've tried to slant that as well, not just on who we are, but what we're not, not just what we are. So I've titled this, I am an enemy of the devil. I am not neutral.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Thank you. Right. I am not neutral. You know, I've got 30 minutes to try and talk. I'm not going to talk about the devil, by the way. We just don't want to give him airtime, except to give him a healthy disrespect. Yeah. Or size 9.5, because that's where he is, isn't he? He's under our feet. But really what I want to do today is try and increase our altitude, to change our attitude, to increase our aptitude. That made sense in my head when I thought of it. You know, Colossians, let me read Colossians. You can just get the download or whatever, or turn to these or write them down if you want. But Colossians 3, 1 and 2 says this, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set, this is you. This is not osmosis or some, you know, wonderful, godly, spiritual thing. This is you setting your affection on those things that are above. Because if we've got a higher altitude, it will give us a better attitude. And it will increase our aptitude. Yeah. So I'm not going to be so practical today, but I do want to increase our altitude. Yeah. If we can live, see, it's a question of where we are, not just who we are, yeah, on a daily basis. Psalm 91 is one of my favorite psalms. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Yeah. That's the place to be, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
24 hours of every day.
Yeah.
So, and that's the heavenly places. If we can stay there, if we can remain in the heavenly places, our attitude has to be better.
Yeah.
Our aptitude has to increase just because we're there in that place. And one of the devil's tactics is to woo us, coerce us, manipulate us, frighten us, scare us, push us, prod us by all these scream and dogs of life that vie for our attention. The secret place is a secret place, and we're all welcome there 24 hours of every day, whether we're walking the dog, washing the dishes, going to work, coming to church, being church, evangelizing, street pastors, wherever. That place is the place to be.
Yeah.
That secret place, because that's the altitude. That's when we are really above, not beneath. That's where we can be the head and not the tail. And how many of us often are wagged rather than the wagger?
Yes.
I make words up. But that title, I am an enemy of the devil, I am not neutral, is true whether you're a raving atheist, an agnostic, or a believer. Let me tell you something. You cannot be neutral.
That's right.
You cannot be neutral. In this cosmic war, you cannot be neutral. There is no escape. So you can be an atheist. It doesn't bother the devil. He'd probably like you to be an atheist or an agnostic. Because everything that God loves, the devil hates with a passion. Look around you. God loves you. God set his love upon you. And therefore, you are in it one way or t'other. So we can't be bystanders. We can't be spectators. We can't sit on the fence. We can't hedge our bets or have one foot in each camp. No. There's been no heavenly There's been no heavenly Geneva Convention to grant you neutrality. And there won't be one either. But there's great news for the believer. If you'd like to turn to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 15. Like Adrienne last week, I thought I'd bring me big Bible today. Let's have a look. About the same. It's just as anointed. excuse me. There is great news for us. If you read the back of the book, we win, don't we?
If
in the garden there was a snake, and in Revelation there's a dragon. That's interesting, isn't it? He goes from a little tiddly snake to a big dragon in Revelation. What happened in the middle? I think somebody fed him. Somebody believed him. And the more we believe him, the more we succumb, we feed this snake.
That's right.
And he becomes a dragon.
That's right.
But there's great news for us believers. I'm reading from the Authorized Version. And thank you for the worship this morning. You know, that we shouldn't take anything or anyone for granted, should we? But we know this. I'm not disrespecting any other church, but we have it good here, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Don't we?
Yeah.
You know, to come into the presence of God like we have this morning, I'm overwhelmed and overcome most, if not every week.
Mm-hmm.
You keep making me cry, you see, because when I sing those truths from my heart, when I get the Lord of all the earth who care to know my name, it continuously overwhelms me all of the time. And if I ever lose that, I want each one of you to come and slap me. Serious. Because that's overwhelming.
That's right.
Because that is bizarre. It's nonsense to us that the Lord of all the earth should know you, Kirsty, and you know you, Gail, and me.
Praise God.
People of God.
Thank you,
Lord. You know, and we have such a privilege and an honor and a pleasure to come into his presence like that and put things in boxes and do a little shimmy. Casting our cares upon him.
Yes.
I dare you to go into work tomorrow and go in front of the boss when you have your one-to-one or your DPR or your, you know, or your signing on or whatever. People will ask you what it means. I mean, you say, I'll just tell you. I've got a God who's great. And he said, cast all your cares upon him. I'm not doing it very well. So, verse 15, it says this about Jesus. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, talking about the cross. I know a little Greek and a little Hebrew. One owns a delicatessen and one... The word here for spoiled, I love this word. It's been on my heart for a long time. Apekduomai. It sticks to your bones, that word. Apekduomai. Spoiled. He spoiled powers and principalities. And it's a strong word, and it means an utter and complete stripping. A complete and utter stripping and disarming right down to nothing, to birthday suit. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You can't say words like starkers in church, I know. But that's what that word means, a complete and an utter stripping down, stripping off everything, absolutely done. A complete humiliation. I've had a terrible couple of weeks since I got this title. I won't be preaching this anymore. If we do this in a yearly cycle, someone else can have it. But I know this, that the devil was spoiled. When Jesus said, "It is finished," it is finished, his days were done. He was completely and utterly disarmed, stripped down to nothing. Nothing, church, nothing. Humiliated. And it says, "And made a show of them openly." The Greek there is parisia. In the Strong's Concordance, it says this. Parisia means the deportment by which one becomes conspicuous or secures publicity. You know, in the 30s maybe, 20s and 30s, young debutantes were sent to Swiss finishing school to learn deportment. And they would walk around with books upon their head. And they would walk proud. They would walk, there's no slouching like we do today. Sorry, did I pull a face there? You know, there's no going out in your pajamas to the shops. Are you with me? Or your curlers in you. Thanks, Steve. The deportment by which one becomes conspicuous and secures publicity. Oh, God in heaven. What Jesus did on the cross, his deportment was absolute, conspicuous. There was nothing inconspicuous about this. This was a public, open display. And they use this word when, I'm sure you know this, when a defeated general or king was defeated by Rome, they would get that particular king, they would get that general in his full regalia, and they would march him through the streets. It was public. It was open. It was completely everybody saw. There was a parade, and they would get him to a place of renown, maybe the town hall or whatever, and systematically, I'm having that. You don't have that anymore. And you used to have that, but you don't have that. And there would be crowds cheering and shouting and stomping and raising the roof. There would be this. There would be all of that kind of body language demonstration, looking at our king, disarming, humiliating, stripping down publicly and completely this defeated, absolutely defeated foe. You are an enemy of the devil. And you cannot be neutral. But there's great news for us as believers, because all of heaven and all of earth, if you went to the Gamma Quadrant, to Alpha Centauri, to the backside of nowhere, in every cupboard, in every dark place, in every nook and cranny, there were devils, demons, knowing exactly what went on at Calvary. Amen. Absolutely, they know they are defeated. The only people who don't know half the time is Jimmy Brown. Is it only me? Completely, utterly stripped down to nothing and humiliated. Please get that picture in your head. Please hide that truth in your heart. So, with this great news, should we chill out? I wish. I so wish. What we need to do is join the parade. When I was on my bed watching this, I love Hello Dolly. I just love it. And I got Barbara Streisand, "Before the Parade Passes By." We need to join the parade, folks.
Yeah.
We need to stay in the parade. We need to stay with the parade. That's why I believe God is speaking this to us this morning. The parade has happened 2,000 years ago. It is happening today. There's still, he's still disarmed. He's still spoiled. He's still stripped down to nothingness. It's still a public display. We need to get with the parade and stay with that parade. Whoops. So, should we chill out? No. If you want to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. We need to be alert. Your God needs alerts. The older the best one, aren't they? So you need to be alert. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 and 8, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Imagine that. Oh, dear. I could digress all day, because these are truths, aren't they? Casting, because he cares for you. He cares for you. He cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, as we need to be alert. You know, when I was at school, when it was black and white, that's what it feels like. In the black and white days, when words like as or like were used, they were called similes. Yeah? Sometimes I'll come in and I'll say, Nick, my feet are like blocks of ice. Well, they're not. They're just feet, cold. Do you understand? They're not blocks of ice. Nikki, when she takes the kids into school, she says, quiet as mice. No, they're not. Are they? They're not mice. You could stand still as a tree. And you're not. Well, if I sound like John Bishop. Then. And you're not. Sorry. The devil goes around as or like. There's only one line in the Bible that we need to give credence or respect to, and that's Jesus. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
So I was going to, you know, I have no reputation, and what reputation I had went a long time ago. So at the risk of you laughing at me, I'm going to go round like a roaring lion. Arr. I could put a bit more effort into it. Arr. I could go on all fours and run around this room, and all you're going to do is laugh. Do you get the picture? He goes around. Listen, this, shut up, this is serious. You're an enemy of the devil. Arr. He goes around like or as. Are you with me? That's good, isn't it? Now, don't get me wrong. This is serious. And we need to be vigilant and sober, because he does go around trying to con us and deceive us and devour us by lies and deceit and deception and trickery and so on and so forth. And I... standing here, sometimes I take him. Hook, line, and sinker. I'm not the finished article. My mum used to say I was a funny article. So he goes around like. So what's the devil got? What's he got? Now, again, I don't want to give a big list, because I don't think there is a big list. And most of this is wrapped up in lies. He's the father of lies. And I've got four D's that I felt were godly, were for us right now, or for some individuals at least. There were two other things I wanted to put in, but they don't begin with D, so I didn't put them in. That's how spiritual I am. So I'll slot them in anyway. Yeah. He is the accuser of the brethren. Mm-hmm. If you feel accused, that's the devil. Going around her like a roaring lion. Ignore him, resist him steadfast in the faith. Mm-hmm. Also, Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not knowledge brain, revelatory knowledge. So please, we need to study these things out. We need to get godly revelatory knowledge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because that, he uses our ignorance, pardon me, due respect, peace and love. He uses our ignorance sometimes to have us. Yeah. And that's where we need to not have a degree in theology necessarily, but we need to know our God. Yeah. And we need to know what he's about. Mm-hmm. So he has four D's. Discouragement. Does anybody here ever suffer discouragement? Yeah. You know, discouragement never, ever, ever, ever ad infinitum comes from God. It never comes from the heart of God. Ever. 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 There you go. So that's a done deal, isn't it? Put that in your pocket. Never comes from God. It's one of his prime weapons is to discourage you. And there's a pill for that. It's the gospel. I'm sorry, using all the old ones today. Romans 8. If you feel discouraged, would you go home and take that pill today? Take Romans 8. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I think that's 32. Romans 8, 28. All things work together for those who love God and are called according to his purposes. If God be for us, who can be against us? There's no condemnation for those who are in. We've got spoonfuls here, haven't we? Yeah. That spoon, that's medicine, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling discouragement today, that's not of God. Huh. Delay. Ouch. This is one that the devil uses real get to me on delay. You know, when we pray earnestly, when we hear the voice of God, mm-hmm. when we know the will of God, and we know that we know that we know. When God speaks it on a Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, I think he's going to do it on Wednesday morning. Yeah. And in some senses, he has, and that's a theological debate. We receive it in our spirits. But before it becomes manifest, there is time, there is seed, time, and harvest. Yeah. Lazarus, your friend, is sick. Okay, let's stay a couple more days where we are. Has anybody else suffered yes. God's delays? Mm-hmm. I know some of you have got the word of God in your heart right now, and you might have had it since 1958, or 3 weeks ago, or 2 months ago. The devil will ask you to dig that up, examine it, take it out of the soil. Did God say? It's an ancient tactic, isn't it? God uses delay, Satan uses delays to undermine our confidence. Let me tell you something. Jesus had a plan. There was nothing lackadaisical when they said, Lazarus, your friend is sick. Plan. Plan. Plan of God. Plan of God. Let's stay here a bit longer because we're going to take something better out of this. We're having this large. We're not just going to go and heal. What we're going to do is have it large. We're going to raise him from the dead. God, Jesus has a plan in his delays. Listen, if anyone speaking to anyone today, I am speaking to me. I'm going to that. But delay, his delays are not his denials. And I have, thus saith the Lord, for some today. He's on his way. Amen. Sorry to point my finger, but it is loaded. He's on his way. He's got a plan, and he's on his way. Do not despair or give in to discouragement because things are not happening time-wise like you expected or you thought. Please.
Praise God. Yeah.
Hallelujah. So, division. Third D, division. I don't think we're a divided church, okay? We don't get unity through conformity or uniformity.
No.
It's through diversity. So I just, maybe this is a warning. I just felt this was still of God. So listen, when we look around each other as Team OCF, you know, there's only one of me. You bless God for that, I'm sure. We don't need to be Dave much. We can emulate. I'd love to be like him in lots of ways. I'm telling you, he's a great man of God, as you are. And I look at you and I can see traits of Jesus, little gold stripes and gold nuggets in each one of us. And I want to sort of copy or emulate that. But you know, we are diverse, aren't we?
Yeah.
And division is a great tactic of the enemy. And I'll leave it there. Distractions. You've heard a cliche said that sometimes it's what's good can rob you of what's best. It's not just, the devil doesn't come with a mask and a striped top and a swag bag, because we'd recognize him, wouldn't we? He doesn't come as a big hairy Philistine, because we'd recognize him. He's subtle. And you know, I just want to plant that in your hearts today. Distractions. John 21, Peter said, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? And Jesus was quite blunt, really. He said, I often read things in Scouse, you know, what's it got to do with you, face? You know, what, Peter, what's it got to do with you, what he does? Mm-hmm. You follow me. And I want to sow that into your hearts today. You know, Jesus set his face like flint to go to his Jerusalem. I want to encourage each one of you, don't be like me. Be like you. The call upon your life, I want you to go with it and go for it like it's the whole planet and the whole world. Set your face like flint to go to your Jerusalem. And Holy Spirit, please show us what are distractions. We should pray that. Not every day, but you know, we can get distracted by good things. So what have we got? He's got those things and a bit more. What have we got? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5 says this. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I made a bit of a list. It is not an exhaustive list. It's just a bit of a list. Truth. The Word of God. Great and precious promises. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Praise and worship. Thanksgiving. Prayer. Prophecy. Proclamation. We have the mind of Christ. We have agape, unconditional love. We have absolute acceptance. We have an advocate, a comforter, the name of Jesus. We have peace that passes understanding, joy unspeakable, and so it goes on. I would need a pad. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I really need to ask you, do you know your weapons? And we have each other.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's good. It is good. Thank you. The dictionary definition of neutral. Not taking part in a fight. Not taking sides. Joshua 24:15, let me share this with you. Joshua says to the people, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, part of the weaponry that we have for each other is each other. And we've been talking a lot lately about community and team, OCF, and us as a corporate body, which is so right, isn't it? You know, we are diverse like the body of Christ. But it comes down to an individual choice a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Joshua said, it's up to you guys. It's up to you. You want to serve them over there? You want to serve them over there? It's entirely up to you. And then he gives this great declaration. He gives this great declaration. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I put that out there this morning to encourage you to say that. To say it again,
yeah.
And maybe say it on Tuesday as well, and Wednesday. As for me, you know, Adrienne did that while we were singing. I think I got where she was coming from. A real godly petulance, you know, determination. A real body language declaration. As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Neutral dictionary definition. This'll preach. A disengaged position of gears in which they do not transmit power from the engine to the operating parts. Oh me. That's good, isn't it? You know, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot. We cannot be neutral, but we can be in neutral. We can't be neutral, but we can be in neutral. A disengaged position of the gears that does not transmit the power from the engine to the operating parts.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think we are particularly disengaged, please don't get me wrong, but I just want to put that out there that we need to stay. Do you understand? Engaged. The devil will get you disengaged. And some of us need to maybe. Amen, amen. Some of us need to go up a gear to a higher place, to a higher call. Some of us need to get in fifth there. Some of us maybe need to get down into third and get a bit of acceleration. Some of us need to go down into third and overtake our circumstances. I'm nearly done. 1 John 3:8 says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. I believe God wants to give us comfort this morning. I wasn't going to use this, but I will now. I've brought two visual aids. Would you bear with me? Thank you. That was exactly the response. Feel that, Adrian. It's lovely, isn't it? This is lovely. This is really lovely. And I'm not against this. I'm not against it at all. On a cold November day, when the wind's blowing and it's lashing down, block of chocolate, cup of coffee, draw the curtains, lock the door, take the phone off the hook, black and white film. It's great. This is lovely, this. This is, honestly, it is. Serious. It's lovely, this. It's comfort. It feels soft. It feels nice. You know, the trouble is, I was going to ask Nikki if she cut this up and make it into a onesie. And I was going to go to work in it, under my trousers and shirt, of course, because anything else would be silly. God wants to comfort us this morning. This bad boy gives me a bit of comfort. Feel the weight of that, Adrian.
Oh, please. I really want, one of these. Oh, that's cool.
Get off it now. You'll have someone's eye out. This has got covenant partner on it. I am a covenant partner. This gives me a bit of comfort. Do you get me? I'm not abdicating violence or aggression or nastiness. But I tell you what, that gives me comfort every now and again. This gives me comfort tomorrow morning. I could do some serious business with this. Feel the weight of that. It's heavy, isn't it? Do you know what? To wield this properly and to do some damage, it's going to take some practice. This is going to take some practice. You could have someone's eye out. You could do some damage with this. We could Bible bash with this and really bring condemnation. But in the right hands, the right place, the right time, used in the right way, we could do some serious damage to the kingdom of darkness.
Amen.
Is anybody with me?
Yes. Yeah.
Freedom! No. God wants to... Don't ask me where I got this. I'll have to kill you. This gives me comfort. This representative is the truth and the word of God, the truth of God, the sword of the Spirit. Brethren, God wants to comfort you today. We are an enemy of the devil, and we cannot be neutral, and we need to maybe get to grips with who we are, because you know what? If this is just me sounding off, well, it's been entertaining, maybe a bit of a laugh and whatever. But if this is thus says the Lord, he's getting us ready to take some land. Mm-hmm. He's getting ready, is ready to go where we've never been before, in the heavenlies and in the earthlies as well, because he wants us to take land. Mm-hmm. And with this little bit of a fluffy blanket, it ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not against that. Please, if I come for comfort from one of you, don't be too hard on me. But this, what God wants to bring to us today. So, shall I pray?
Yeah, amen. Praise you, Lord.
Holy Spirit, I pray that you'd hover and brood over your word this morning that you've brought, Lord God. I pray that you'd blow on the chaff that would be blown away, but the seed that has come from heaven, Lord God, the word of God, that it would find good soil, Lord God, and take root and bear fruit. Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, you give us wisdom in these days. Give us wisdom when to pick a fight and when not to pick a fight. Lord, give us wisdom when we should raise our heads above the parapet, when we should say nothing. We don't want to be glib, Lord God, and go round like leaderless people. But Lord, we want you to lead us into battle. Lord, we want you to reveal to us the weapons of our warfare, the strategy of heaven, the wisdom that comes from omniscient El Shaddai God.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that we can say individually as a church, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Father, here am I, send me. Lord God, open the eyes of our understanding that we might truly know who we are in you. And all that you've accomplished when you said, it is finished. Lord, I commend your word back to you that you might stir our hearts and cause us to grow thereby, Lord God, and glorify you and bring about your purposes on this planet and in this town, wherever we are. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.